USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Trade policy is not often a top-of-mind voter issue when they go to cast their ballots, but a survey out today says President Trump's tariffs could hurt Republican candidates in November. The NBC News Wall Street Journal poll says 31% of registered voters say they're very uncomfortable backing a candidate who supports the Trump tariffs. 20% say they would have reservations about those candidates, and only 10% say they're enthusiastic about candidates who support them. Yesterday, the president's top economic advisor said it's the world trading system that's a mess. The president's policies are aiming to help it.
Not only protect American interests, but to open up avenues of growth for our business and our workers, and frankly, to help open up world growth.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Officials in the state of Hawaii want people to know that the entire state is not affected by the Kilauea volcano and people shouldn't cancel their plans to visit. However, the Big Island is seeing more and more damage because of it. A county official in Hawaii County says entire sections of that island have been destroyed.
Vacation land is totally gone. It's covered by lava. The northern section is still intact, but the rest of it is all under lava.
More from USA Radio's John DeMaster.
In the last month, there have been more than 400 homes and other structures destroyed as the lava rolls through neighborhoods, destroying everything in its path. More than 500 earthquakes hit the Big Island on Wednesday alone.
House Republican leaders to meet today to try to get a compromise on immigration legislation, looking to craft a bill satisfying conservatives who want to crack down on illegal immigration and moderates who want to protect young people brought to the U.S. illegally as kids. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Moments ago, we were giving you an update on the Kilauea volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii. Meanwhile, the death toll is climbing from the violent volcano eruption in Guatemala. A spokeswoman for World Vision Guatemala, speaking on NBC, says the affected areas need as much help as they can get right now.
Mainly because of the lack of medicine and lack of sanitation. As you can see in most of the shelters, they're still really, really crowded. And there's lack of water. It's really heartbreaking. A lot of families lost everything.
That is heard on the Today Show this morning. Officials also say about 100 people have been killed and search crews are still looking for those missing. So the death toll is expected to rise. Comedian Samantha Bee apologizes again for using a vulgar term in reference to Ivanka Trump last week. The comedian saying on last night's edition of her show Full Frontal that she hates that her use of the expletive distracted the world from the issue of juvenile immigration policy. And we've heard about burger wars, but now it's a sandwich war of a different kind as Jimmy John's is competing with the Subway footlong as it announces it's coming out with a 16-inch sandwich. And a Jimmy John's spokesman says it's doing so because there's consumer demand for it. The Jimmy John's gargantuan also packs up to 2,190 calories. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.